Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The man that will be starting on opening day for your Baltimore Orioles, Alex Cobb, joins us now live from Florida. And Alex, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Opening day starter, big deal, little deal, no deal.
No, it's a deal. It's an honor. Baseball, you know, opening day is a ceremony in baseball that, you know, is about as close to a playoff feel as you can get without the game being too impactful on playoff series, obviously. But, you know, what it really does is give us an opportunity, and I'm proud to be the one to be able to take the ball that day to set that tone that we're going to, you know, hopefully play with all season long. I think, you know, we're all well aware of the state that the team is in right now and, you know, the process that we're going through. But whatever's happening on paper doesn't take away from, you know, the perspective that each every player takes when they get on the field. And that's just to be competitive. And no matter what the circumstances, what the score is, you're going out there full force and, you know, just proud to put on that uniform and put together a solid performance. So I hope I'm able to set that tone early on and be able to stay with that the entire season.
How do you feel your spring training has been thus far? And before the 2 weeks prior to, what do you still have to accomplish in spring training to be ready for opening day?
You know, the first few weeks, couple weeks, is really just getting comfortable, getting the cleats back on, going out there, feeling what the game feels like. You know, it's people don't really understand. It doesn't matter how long you've been in the league or playing professional baseball. That first time out there, things are fast. You know, it takes a little bit of getting used to, and the only way to do that is game speed. So you get that under your belt, and then it really gets to become and execute pitches, get the crispness back. And really these next two outings, it's let's go compete. You know, let's get ready to feel what that, you know, the competition in yourself and trying to get outs and game speed really feels like, and get accustomed to that, because the season comes quick, you know, and, you know, the time for working on pitches is still there. But at the end of the day, I'm trying to get outs and get my the feel of quick innings, setting up hitters, pitching to situations, things like that. So that'll be what I'm working on next two outings.
Talking to Orioles opening day starter Alex Cobb here, Vinny and Haney on a Friday on the Fan. Ken Wyman sitting in. Alex, you strike me as a guy that really cares about your craft. So with that being said, what do you think happened last year? Was it getting signed late and getting in late, and were you trying to do too much and it went sideways? How do you look back on last season?
Well, you know, my entire career, I've tried to never make excuses, and I really can't tell the truth without it being sounding like a little bit of an excuse. But I didn't realize how difficult last year was without a spring training until I got here this year, and I really got to experience the ups and downs and the slow progression that you're able to do with your teammates, with more importantly, failing at the same level that the hitters are getting used to pitching as well. Because when I got to the season last year, those guys were in pretty close to midseason form, and I'm basically just getting it ramped up again. So everything was real fast, real big. You know, there was no, you know, as much as you get your body ready in spring training, there's also a mental side that you got to get prepared for. And that just wasn't there for me. Every outing, I really didn't have a clue of what I was doing out there in the beginning stages of that. And then you're trying to play catch up. So the All-Star break was a really good time for me, where I was able to just push the reset button and, you know, start over. And I knew the year at that point was going to be more or less a failure in those terms, but I'm able to go back and look and say, hey, you know, you hit a reset point, you slowed things down, and you were able to figure things out a little bit. So It was difficult. It was tough to go through just because you could kind of see the writing on the wall that we were going to lose so many guys to free agency. And, you know, once the trade started happening, it just all really happened fast. So we're going to try to be much better prepared this year and, you know, just go and have fun. You know, there's so many guys that are obviously starting off their careers right now. And, you know, a lot of people can look at that as a bad thing, but it brings a different kind of energy to the clubhouse. And it's a lot of fun to see these guys get their careers going and to be a part of that.
Hey, Alex, how have you adapted to all the analytic stuff and a new pitching coach?
Well, I come from an organization that's big in analytics, so this is more comfortable to me than it is, you know,
foreign,
elementary, and beginning. So I love it. You know, it's not only big on the pitching side of things and knowing what your pitches are doing and understanding what pitches have high success against certain types of hitters, but you know, it's going to do a world of difference for our defense and having guys in the right position. And you know, I try. It's hard to compliment this new regime without, you know, throwing a little bit of shade on the guys that we had who really did do a great job with what they had. But it's just a different time of baseball, and you know, these guys are on the forefront of all that. We have guys from, you know, the Astros and the Cubs that really paved the way in that department. So you know, I feel real comfortable with where we're at. I embrace all information. It's all good information. At the end of the day, the hitter's going to tell you what's working or not. So that has the final say, but it is real nice to be able to experiment with things that you just, for some reason, didn't expect to work or didn't think of trying. So I'm really enjoying it. And they have a real good guy in Dober Kell, our new pitching coach, to kind of translate that information to us, because it is a lot to take in if you aren't familiar with it. And he's able to dumb it down to, you know, the athlete's knowledge and break it down in terms and language that we're used to using and hearing. So they've really done a good job of making this transition smooth.
Hey, Alex, you joined a team last year that was trying to contend, and so there weren't many jobs available. Here we are a year later, and it seems like there are many jobs available. Is it weird to come to camp this year and with so much unknown?
You know, if you try to play GM in your career, it'll drive you crazy. You know, I think the entire time when I was young, I was trying to, you know, figure out every move that was going to be made, and every year you'd be surprised with what was going to happen and the types of injuries that happen where other guys are getting opportunities. So, you know, and I tell guys all the time, a lot of the younger guys is like, you know, just go out there, compete, have fun, enjoy every day spiking up and playing with your friends out there. And even if those guys might be your competition, because you can never figure out what this game's going to bring you on, what road is going to bring you on. And, you know, I tell them, if you go out and you play the game the right way, you know, have success, good things are going to happen. You control what you can control, and good things are going to happen. And you start trying to figure out everything that front offices are trying to figure out, then you'll drive yourself crazy at night. So we're good at dumbing things down, and that's what we need to do.
Hey, Alex, how do you like the atmosphere, you know, at training camp? In early, you know, out quickly, music, the more laid back, you know, talk to me about that.
Well, it's, you know, there's pros and cons to it. I hate waking up early, but, you know, once you're up and getting at it and you're out of here by, you know, once I'm done with this interview, I'm going home to see my little girl and just hanging out for the rest of the day. So
nice.
That's awesome. You know, you don't get that much family time and time away from the field during the actual season. So it is enjoyable. You know, like early on, I was able to go out and play a lot of golf and hang out with guys outside the team. We've had a lot of barbecues here. We've had a lot of just team bonding time this spring, which has been a lot of fun. We have some games set up in the locker room. It's been a real competitive locker room this year. So it's a lot of fun. You know, and you're hanging out with 40, 45, 50 guys that you haven't seen in 6 months. They haven't really gotten on your nerve too bad yet, so you're still enjoying your time with everybody. Come August or so, you're about ready to pick your own friends at that time. But right now, it's still a lot of fun.
Hey, Alex, before I let you go, selfishly, I was looking at your bio. It said you were a bat boy at Vero Beach as a kid. I got the opportunity to go to Vero, I guess, in 98. And just as someone who loves baseball, it was like a summer camp for baseball. Just mm-hmm. your thoughts on Vero, and it's just it's a shame that it's not even being used anymore.
Yeah, it's a special place. It really is. It's one of those historical baseball. When you walk in, I'm not ever going to compare it to that feel you get when you walk into Fenway, but it's got that feel of, man, what type of history yeah. had been done here. And one of my greatest moments in my career was just Don Zimmer was one of our coaches in Tampa, and I would just sit there with him, and we would talk about, he would tell me stories that I probably can't share with you on air, but just stories that are just, you're just sitting there wide-eyed and mouth open listening to the guys he's talking about. And, it was really cool because it hit home to me. I knew all the areas he was talking about. I actually came across a picture of him on somebody's shoulders picking a grapefruit from Dodger Town. Huh. And it was an 8x10. I was able to get him to sign it, which was really cool. So a lot of special moments. Grew up, probably starting in elementary school. Parents, probably not the best parenting, but they would pull me out of school so I could go there, chase some of them, my idols getting autographs. And once I became old enough to be a bat boy, I worked there. So it's a real special place to me. I wish baseball was still going on there, but they're at least preserving it. If you ever are in the area and go take a walk around, it's pretty cool spot. The no dugouts is just, it really makes you feel like, wow, this is an old timer spot. So, a lot of good memories there.
Alex, great stuff, man. Alex Cobb, we look forward to seeing you start on opening day and of course through the season. Appreciate your time. Now go see your daughter.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Alex. Yeah.
Appreciate Alex Cobb.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.